This is the story of the Ewoks Join the Fight. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear R2-D2 beep like this. Let's begin now. Brave rebel forces face their most dangerous threat from the evil empire. The Dark Lord, Darth Vader, was building a new and more powerful Death Star. And for protection, this evil fortress was being constructed behind an invisible deflector shield. The Death Star had to be destroyed, or the flickering flame of freedom would die. All rebel fighters met at fleet headquarters to plan their attack. Princess Leia addressed them.
Once that deflector shield is down, our ships can attack the Death Star. But first, a small strike team must go to the moon of Endor, find the shield generator, and blow it up. I know it's a dangerous mission, but we need volunteers.
Leia was surprised to see Han Solo stand up.
Chewie and I are ready, Your Highness.
I'm with you too, Leia.
They all turned to see Luke Skywalker.
And let's not forget R2 and 3PO.
R2-D2 beeped happily at C-3PO. But the golden droid shook his head.
No, I don't think exciting is the right word, R2.
No sooner had the rebels landed on Endor than they were spotted by Imperial scouts. Han drew his laser.
Chewie and I will take care of this.
But two scouts escaped on speeder bikes. Leia signaled to Luke.
We've got to stop them from reporting in. I'll take the one on the right.
She leaped onto a spare speeder bike and roared after the fleeing scout. The scout pulled a blaster and fired back at Leia just before he collided with a tree. Her bike tumbled into the bushes. As Leia's vision cleared, a furry 3-foot creature came into focus. She jumped back as he poked at her with a spear.
Ouch! Hey, cut that out! I'm not going to hurt you. Don't be afraid.
The tiny creature lowered his weapon. Leia patted his head.
That's it. Let's be friends.
Suddenly, there was a rustle behind them. The bear-like creature quickly hid himself.
Double.
Leia spun around to see an Imperial scout. He yanked her roughly to her feet.
Surrender, rebel spy!
Without warning, a furry hand poked out of the bushes and jabbed the scout with a crude knife.
Ow!
Leia quickly knocked out the scout. She smiled at her tiny rescuer.
Thanks for the help. Now we'd better get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Luke returned to the forest clearing after his speeder bike chase.
Well, Han, that's one less Imperial to worry about.
Great, kid. But where's Leia?
She didn't come back? We'd better start looking for her.
C-3PO followed the others off into the woods.
Don't worry, Master Luke. With R2's scanner, we'll find the princess.
After a short march, R2 beeped excitedly. 3PO translated.
R2 says the speeder bikes are right up. Oh, dear.
Han grimly inspected the smashed bikes.
I hope Leia's okay.
Chewbacca sniffed the air and rushed off. Not far away, he found a tall steak with meat dangling from it. His furry hand snatched one of the tempting morsels. Luke shouted,
Wait, don't!
A large net sprang up and yanked the entire group into the air. Trapped in a tangle of arms and legs, Han removed a Wookiee paw from his mouth.
Nice, Chewie. Always thinking of your stomach.
R2-D2's cutting arm shot out and sliced through the net. Everyone toppled to the ground. They sat up to find themselves surrounded by dozens of tiny bear-like creatures holding very convincing spears. Luke blinked.
What are they, 3PO?
C-3PO listened to their squeaky language.
They're Ewoks, Master Luke. I'll try and speak with them.
When the Ewoks heard C-3PO talk to them in their own language, they dropped their spears and bowed before him. 3PO was dazed.
Oh, dear. They seem to think I'm some sort of god.
Then get us out of this, your greatness,
growled Han. But instead, they were tied up and taken through the woods, while C-3PO was carried like a king. A surprised Leia met the captive rebels when they reached the Ewok village high in the treetops.
Oh, no! 3PO, tell the Ewoks to let our friends go.
I'm sorry, Princess, but they don't trust humans.
Luke knew only the Force could save them.
3PO, tell them to release us or you'll use your magic.
The shining droid then rose into the air and spun around like a golden top.
Whoa! Oh, dear! Oh, my!
The frightened Ewok chief ordered all the prisoners to be freed at once. That night in the chief's hut, the little creature that had helped Leia chattered excitedly. C-3PO translated.
His name is Wicket, and he is telling the chief about the evil Imperial scouts. He is asking the tribe to help us.
The Ewoks then shouted their agreement. They vowed to fight the Empire. Han grinned.
Well, short help is better than no help.
Luke whispered to Leia.
I must go to the Death Star and try to save Darth Vader. There is good in him. You see, he is my father.
At dawn, the Ewoks led the rebels to the shield generator bunker. Leia checked her watch.
We've got to get that shield down soon. The fleet is already on its way to the Death Star.
An Ewok scout looked at four Imperial guards and got an idea. He climbed on one of the guards' speeder bikes and roared away. The guards chased after him. Han was impressed.
Not bad for a little ball of fuzz.
With guns drawn, the Rebel strike team stormed through the bunker door and into the main control room.
Nobody move!
The captured controllers watched helplessly as the rebels began setting their explosive charges. Leia glanced at one of the monitors.
Hurry, Han! Look! The rebel fleet is being attacked by Imperial ships!
Blasted! With a shield up, the fleet is trapped!
That is correct, rebel scum.
Han spun around to see the room filling with armed stormtroopers. The rebels had to surrender. Outside, Wicket watched the bunker anxiously. When his friends were led out as prisoners, the Ewok attack call was sounded. Fearlessly, the little creatures attacked with their crude weapons. An Ewok hang glider sailed through the skies overhead. Its cargo of heavy stones rained down on the startled guards. Then, tiny arrows flew from tiny bows. The Imperial troops were not about to be defeated by a bunch of teddy bears. But before they could attack, one of the Ewoks chopped through some vine ropes and released a pile of logs. The giant tree trunks crashed down on the stormtroopers. A two-legged Imperial walker lumbered into the battle with its laser cannons blazing. Wicket gave a signal. A shower of boulders flew from primitive catapults. The walker crashed to the ground. In the confusion, Han and Chewbacca raced back into the bunker. Han set the charges.
Let's go, Chewie. We only have a few seconds to get out.
The two dove for cover just as the bunker went up in flames. Leia cheered.
We did it! The shield is down!
Now the rebel fleet was free to attack. The ships fired powerful missiles at the Death Star. There was a blinding explosion. The Ewoks and the strike team looked to the sky. Leia smiled.
The Death Star is destroyed.
That night, the Ewoks celebrated around a bonfire. But the rebels were too worried about Luke to join in. Suddenly, R2-D2 began to beep joyfully. There was Luke.
I escaped, but Vader is dead. I tried to save him, but it was too late.
Leia hugged him. Then the happy rebels joined the celebration. They had won their freedom at last.